In just a minute, Carl rises from the primordial soup. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, Sarah Palin has reinvented herself again. Now she's a Fox News personality, but certain enduring truths remain. Glenn Beck had her on his show, and when he asked her which of the founding fathers was her favorite, she answered by saying what?
All of them.
Yes, indeed.
You betcha.
You may remember when Katie Couric asked Sarah Palin what periodicals she read. She answered, yep, all of them. Apparently, her tastes in founding fathers are just as all-encompassing.
Well, now, let's be fair. Somewhere out there, the families of Button Gwinnett and Richard Stockton are really happy.
Isn't it true?
You know?
The Pinckneys are in an uproar.
So. Here's the thing. Glenn Beck, showing Miss Perky Couric how journalism is done, challenged her. He did. He said, and I quote Glenn Beck, bullcrap, who's your favorite? She answered, quote, well, Washington, because Mount Vernon, Chichacos, Maverick, Skidoo.
I think it's very progressive. Sarah has two founding fathers. It's an alternative family. She wants many founding fathers.
Now, people have criticized her for this, but supporters of Ms. Palin point out the many times she has answered all of them, and it has been the correct answer to the questions. Such questions like, which of these dozens of children are yours? How many statewide offices have you held that you just walked away from? And which states did you lose for John McCain?
Every time she speaks, and I heard her on her first night on Fox News when she was on the O'Reilly Factor, it really is a real thriller. Because you're there listening and thinking, oh my God, is she going to get to the end of the sentence?
It's crazy.
And how is it all going to come together?
Yeah.
Like she's planting clues along the way.
Right. Yes.
By the way, she used to ride to school with Samuel Beckett.
It's true.
That explains a lot.
That's where she learned a lot. Mo, in the next few weeks, President Obama will deliver his first State of the Union address, and even before anyone's heard of the speech, it's already causing controversy. In fact, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs reassured Americans the speech will not what?
Oh, my gosh. The speech will not provoke someone to scream, you lied.
No.
Will not.
It will be packed with lies as usual.
Okay, a pack of lies. Right, yeah. Give me a clue, please.
He won't need to give updates during the speech about what's happening with Jack and Sawyer on the island.
Oh, it will not interrupt Survivor.
No.
Lost.
Yes, exactly right. It will not preempt the season premiere of Lost. There was a rumor that President Obama would wait until February 2nd to give a speech to Congress. But that, as everyone who doesn't really have a life knows, is the date of the first episode of the final season of Lost, in which we will learn that instead of being blown up by an H-bomb, the mysterious island was just given the 10 p.m. time slot on NBC. Disappear. The problem is, once the White House agreed not to preempt that show, all the other networks made their demands. So the State of the Union will now be given at 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning, right before Conan O'Brien.
The Republicans are now making noise that they don't want it to interrupt Law and Order, which means it can't be given at all at any time on television.
Charlie, a close Senate race in Massachusetts, as you know, for Ted Kennedy's old seat. And the insurgent Republican candidate, Scott Brown, has a shot at winning it. Brown has something on his resume that would be unique, we are betting, in the annals of the Congress. In 1982, he was what?
He was almost entirely buck naked in a magazine.
He was. He was a nude centerfold model. Back in 1982... then law student Scott Brown posed stark naked for Cosmopolitan magazine after winning a national sexiest man competition held by that magazine. Well, we looked into it, and if elected, Brown would not be the only centerfold in the Congress. Eric Cantor's turn in leather, for example, in Minority Whip magazine. Harry Reid appeared as a centerfold in an old issue of National Geographic for an article called Getting Along with Negroes, Hebrews, and Orientals. It was very forward-looking, though, for that time, very progressive.
And And Robert Byrd appeared in a centerfold, but the clay tablet has been lost
to
time.
Exactly.